Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIVC. I'm Terry Stacey, along with Tina McIntosh, and we have a familiar face in the building. And we always love when this guy makes his presence into our world, and I know you will too at home. Mike Ahern is here. Mike, how are you?
Terry, good morning. Tina, hi. Good
Hello,
to see you.
Hello, you too.
Great to be back in the studio again. Seems like old times here.
I know it. It really does. Mike, you know, probably Mike Ahern, if you're new to our area, he's a retired news anchor, I think is what he is a good title, from Channel 8, Wish TV, and he's a celebrity. He's our local celebrity, and you've been away from doing the anchoring part of what you have done in your life, Mike, for how long?
It's been 10 years exactly.
Is it? 10
but
years?
But I had a short stint here at IBC for about 2 years.
Yes, he did. Yeah. A really great segment that we ran about middays. And then you also did this great show that we would see on MyNDTV.
Mm-hmm. It's a one-on-one interview show.
That was
fun.
Rave reviews, getting to see Mike really at his best as he talks to a lot of local people here in our community. I miss that show. I loved it. I loved it a lot.
Well, I was going to say, this is retirement, right?
This is retirement. This is what's called retirement.
That's what I hear. Yay for retirement.
You know it. And Mike, what have you been doing?
Well, recently I've been working with American Senior Communities, working not only making speeches on behalf of the American Senior Communities, but also with the Prosecutor's Office and the Attorney General's Office and the fighting elderly fraud. There's a lot of fraud out there, a lot of scams, targeted, unfortunately, with the older people. And so I've been making speeches along with them at various assisted living facilities around the city.
Again, retirement, I say.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, as you know, American Senior Communities is a big supporter and a sponsor of Caregiver Crossing. They believe in what we're doing here for caregivers every week. And you are no stranger to, obviously, ASC, but to caregiving either, correct?
That's true. That's true. In fact, my mother, a little backstory there, if I have a few minutes to
Please.
Tell the story. We are from a very normal middle-class family here in Indianapolis, working father, four kids, and a stay-at-home mom. You don't know when your family is broken up, you know, when you're my age, I was just a kid, how it affects you. But at the age of 19, my brother Bill was a freshman at Notre Dame, and he was diagnosed with an illness at the campus infirmary. They didn't know anything about it, didn't know what it was, so they sent him home, thinking it was acute anemia.
Okay.
In fact, Bill was suffering from leukemia. And Bill, all they knew back in the dark ages this was of treatment of leukemia, was an occasional blood transfusion. Pump him full of more blood and see what happens. Well, Bill died under an oxygen tent in our bedroom of our home, the home that we shared, at 65 pounds when he died.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
And I tell this story only because it does feed into what we're talking about. And 2 years later, my father noticed some bruising in on his body, bruises that were discolorations, no pain involved, but he also was losing weight. My father was 52. And my mother convinced him to go to the doctor, had a blood sample taken. Doctor called back, he was a friend of the family, and said, "This has never happened before, but we dropped the blood sample on the floor. It broke. We have to do it again."
Oh.
My mother suspected, rightly so, that no, they detected something and needed to do this test again.
Yeah.
And my father then died very shortly after that of leukemia.
Wow.
At the age of 52. Within a two-year period, two people in the same family, almost totally unheard of anywhere. We were very shocked, obviously, my sister and my brother and I, and we took our blood tests and see what was going on in our family.
Sure.
I suspected that during this period of time in the United States, we set off 1,000 nuclear detonations in the atmosphere. Well, 300 in the atmosphere, but 1,000 nuclear tests. Other countries, thousands more. Somewhere, that radioactive dust had to settle somewhere. And I always suspected, never could prove it, can't prove it now, that had something to do with the fact that these two men both in the prime of life, would die of this mysterious then disease.
Right.
Anyway, this leads you to my mother's story. This leaves my mother now with, she's a not no longer a working, no longer a stay-at-home mom, but she's a working mother now, raising the family. She became a very disciplined, very, I can't say strict, but she was a very strong woman and very independent, and lived in her house for 50 years, half a century in this one house, good memories and bad as well. And so, you know, we always knew her as a person who was very capable and very, very able to take care of herself. Well, finally, the inevitable happens. She's in her 80s. She loses a little job she had as a receptionist because of the dangerous conditions. There were a lot of kids running around the halls. And then she had a small traffic accident, and luckily there was no injury involved. But this was about the time my sister and my wife and I decided now it's time to start looking around. And so we went shopping at various facilities around Indianapolis area, and just to see what was out there for her, for to care for my mother. As it turns out, she did take a fall at her home. She didn't was not wearing her life alert pendant at the time, and so she had to kind of scramble to the phone and call me. And so she realized that it was time. And in consultation with our doctor, which was very important, we made sure he was part of it. The family, the doctor, my mother, made the decision to become a resident of American Senior Communities.
And if you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Mike Ahern. So we are so happy to have you in studio with us and for you to open up and share your journey with caregiving and just, you know, your life. Your mother at this time is in her 80s, you
yes.
said?
Yes. Well, by this time, she's 93. By this time, she's 93.
Oh, she's 93.
She's no longer driving. She's living in her house, and but we decided now's the time to find some care for her because you know the time was coming. We knew when she was going to need that. So we went shopping to all the various places. She sampled a lot of places, and it's not easy. It's not easy. And anybody out there who thinks it's easy, it's not easy.
Well, I was going to say, how does this look? Because and by the way, we're gonna ask you to stick around.
Sure.
By the way, for the next segment too. So
okay.
Just want to make sure everybody's good with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Candace is happy. We like it when Candace is happy. how does this go down, Mike? Because a lot of people are experiencing that where they have to say to a parent in particular, we need to start shopping around.
Yeah.
How do you have that conversation with her?
Actually, we didn't really, you know what? I don't know. I think it was just an incremental one event after another kind of became a little bit more serious, a little more uncomfortable for her to be in the house by herself. We never really sat down and had this conversation as such with her. We talked to her doctor. The family did get together and talk. And when she had her fall, then she realized it was time then to get serious about this. Luckily, we had looked around, and that's extremely important to people who are, and let's face it, thousands of people, millions are facing this dilemma. What to do, where to go, how to find a place.
You were able to look before you were in crisis.
We were able to look before the winter time. Number one, because it's very difficult to find a place and once the winter sets in. So the only advice I can give people is to look around when you got a spring or summer, check into a place because winter is not a good time to do it.
Well, and it happened, it sounds like, very organically for you. And there was no big conversation, but at the same time, we don't recommend that you just throw mom in a car and, you know, surprise, we're going on a shopping tour.
She went with us. She went with us on all these tours.
And
they'd take her in and give her a free lunch and show her around. And she always had an excuse. One was, well, the napkins aren't cloth, you know, or the peas are undercooked. Obviously, she's just making an excuse. She's making an excuse because she doesn't want to leave her house for 50 years.
Mike, we're going to ask you to stick around for us, and I know that you will, too. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing with Mike Ahern right here on 93 WIBC, and you'll also find us at WIBC.com.